Folks, I have a story for you today. This is a sea story. Oh, it was a terrible, terrible storm. And many of the fishermen in this village were out to sea. Mothers and wives and mothers and children, they wondered what's going to happen to our brothers and our husbands and the people out in those fishing boats. Well, they waited anxiously, and the storm abated, and soon the first boat, they saw it starting to sail into the harbor, and they were all waiting for them to come. One boat came in, and once they got in the calmer harbors, the harbor, the cheer went up for the people who were waiting on the shore. By and by, another boat came, and the same thing again. Once it got safe in the harbor, out of the storm, the cheer went up and the roar went up. Some others had been saved. And finally, they all came in, but the last boat, just one boat left. 7 men aboard that last boat. They had been out in that terrible storm. Soon they saw the last boat with the 7 men coming, and it was coming along in the storm seemingly quite well, and it was getting quite near the harbor where it could pull into the port and where it could be saved. And suddenly a big, huge wave came, and it came over the back of the boat and filled the boat, and down it went, and 7 men perished in the grave. The people on the shore, they screeched, and the air was filled with their screeches as they watched 7 men go down to the watery grave. They were almost saved, but they were lost. This reminds me of many boys and girls, many people who are almost saved. They're living in a storm, but they just don't make it. They never come to that place where they really get in to the haven of God's rest, the place of safety, where the storm won't hurt them. And you know, the Lord Jesus is the only place of safety. There's no other ark. There's no other harbor. There's no other place where you can come in out of the storm of His wrath, but into the Lord Jesus and what He's done for you on Calvary's cross. Are you out in the storm, waiting for the judgment of God to fall on you, or are you in Christ? Trust Him, take Him as your Savior, and be saved this very day.